This is Chris Martin with New Hampshire Audubon, and this is Something Wild. We're here in Tilton today at an osprey nest with Ian McLeod, the director of the Squam Lakes Natural Science Center. He's involved in Project Osprey Track. Hi, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Chris. Good to see you.
So what is Project Osprey?
Well, Project Osprey is a project that we started back in 2011 to try to understand a little bit more about osprey migration and also about osprey foraging. So we put these amazing GPS trackers, backpacks, on ospreys, both juveniles and adult males, in order to find out where they go, how far they travel, when they're fishing, and also to follow them all the way down to South America.
We've set a trap in the nest, and now that it's in place, it's just a matter of waiting. So while we're waiting, you personally built and placed the platform here, and the ospreys have built their nest on it. So I'm wondering. I mean, we're surrounded by Interstate 93 and the Tilton Strip Mall,
right,
and yet we've got ospreys nesting here. Why did you decide that that spot was the right spot?
The river's right here. There's Silver Lake is not far away. There's a good supply of different fishing spots. They're the only bird of prey in the world to feed exclusively on live fish. There are other ospreys not too far away. The Lakes Region population is growing, and so it seemed like a great spot to do this. And they've produced chicks every year since, so it's definitely worked for them. And we've had this opportunity to learn about their chicks, so it's become a great nest for science. Oh, here's an osprey coming in. It's one of the chicks chirping. So that's the squawking sound of a hungry chick.
He is definitely stuck. So that's our cue to send Rob up in the bucket truck to retrieve the trapped osprey. The bird has got a number of these fishing line nooses around its toes, and so he's using a nail clippers, and he's clipping those fishing line nooses so that the bird can be removed from the trap. So he's got it by the legs, and he's got the hood on it so it's not struggling. And we'll bring it down and be able to work on it. This is Rob Beauregard, who's the brains behind this entire osprey trapping project. He's been doing this for 20 years, haven't you?
16.
16, well, you know. How many ospreys do you think total now you've
This is number 94.
94, my God. You've managed to create quite a roadmap to where ospreys travel, all right, through this effort.
Yeah, we have the highway to the tropics for ospreys.
Right, and it is like a highway because they a lot of them repeat the same path that the other ospreys do, right?
It's the same general path, so they're all going through Cuba to Hispaniola, and then from there they spread out all over South America. So, but an individual bird doesn't go exactly the same way each year, and that's one of the interesting things. They're not following a series of landmarks from point A to point B.
Rob is making short work of banding this 10-week-old chick, though we think it's a she, though she's still learning the ropes from her parents. She's full size and pretty much equipped for life at this point. So now Rob's fitting her with a satellite tracker.
So there are two straps that go over the wings and two that go under the wings. And where they cross over, I will stitch them together.
Look at that.
Sorry. Okay. I'm going to let her go.
Into the wind, probably. There we go.
Nice work.
Well, despite the rain, we've had a good day today in Tilton. We've got one young osprey now on the air. And going to be transmitting, hopefully, for the duration of its fall migration. And we've put a link on the Something Wild webpage so you can track her progress. For Something Wild, this is Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.